everyone, and welcome to We Blame Harry Styles, a podcast dedicated to the work of musician, model, actor, and icon Harry Styles, as well as his numerous talented collaborators.
This week in episode 9, we're going to talk about the news, followed by our Grammys predictions, and a short game of Would You Press the Button?
Yay, it's return.
It's return.
My name is Keith.
And I'm Gray.
And what do we blame Harry for this week?
My newfound investment in the Grammy Awards. Oh my God, I did not follow them this closely before this year, and now it's all I care about.
Wow, that is not shocking to me whatsoever. In a similar vein, I'm going to blame Harry for the fact that I'm going to get a free trial of YouTube TV this weekend, specifically just to watch the Grammy Awards, because I do not have cable or access to live television.
Oh my God, listeners, please, you need to tell Key to get an antenna. I have been telling them, okay, so like,
I love how you say that, but then in our conversation you were like, the reason why I don't have an antenna is because it's too complicated and I don't know which one I want.
It's
and
not.
And you're like, but you should get it because it's very easy. And I'm okay. Like, I'm receiving two different messages here.
Okay, so like, I like using an antenna. I just need to tape it to my wall because that's how my best friend has it set up. And I just didn't do that. And I didn't realize that was the appropriate setup for an antenna until I saw her doing it. And it was like genius. But I personally am going to be watching the Grammy Awards probably through a service called Locast, but who's to say? But yeah, Key and I have been enraptured in this debate for several days about like, where are you going to watch the Grammy Awards and Key figuring out options. So YouTube TV is the option, which I just think is evil. I think that if you know, network TV is going to have this free option, it definitely shouldn't be something that very few people like even know about, and that it should be very easy to set up. And I just feel like, Key, I don't like capitalism very much.
Neither do I. Neither do I. But here we are.
Here we are.
Here we are in 2021, without cable, watching the Grammys through some strange YouTube-related streaming service. Who would have predicted we would have been here in 2008? But here we are.
Here we are. So now we're going to talk about the news before moving on to our main segment. So the official casting for More People From My Policeman has finally dropped. And I think, accidentally, sort of, the podcast maybe dropped the news about David Dawson being cast as Patrick before anyone else.
Yeah, that's very bizarre, and I don't want to take credit for it because it's not like we're like the source, but we did say it, so I guess
we did,
called it.
We did say it. We called it. We're here and queer and proud. And so other
we're
people
excited.
Were excited.
We're excited.
We're here and we're excited and queer. So other people who were cast in the movie. So there's going to be an older Harry played by Linus Roach.
Who has Harry's same birthday.
Yeah. And Rupert Everett is playing older Patrick. And Gina McKee is playing older Marion.
Yeah, so that's exciting.
Yeah.
I'm not so much aware of Linus Roach's career. I've been seeing people throwing around different things that he's been in. Have not done a deep dive into his filmography as of yet. But I am familiar with Rupert Everett and with Gina McKee. And some of their work primarily in rom-coms. Notting Hill comes to mind with Gina McKee. I'm sure she's been in other things, so I don't want to diminish that. And of course, Rupert Everett I'm familiar with in a variety of respects. A variety of British film across the past few decades. So it's going to be exciting to see them working with Harry.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm very excited. I feel like definitely, you know, when you're talking about casting two actors as the same person, I definitely feel like Linus Roach and Harry Styles are closer than, you know, Matthew Perry and Zac Efron in 17 again. So we're on the right path. Similar with, oh gosh, who was in Love and Mercy? It was Paul Dano and somebody else,
and
they look
John Cusack.
And John Cusack, and they look nothing like each other.
That's... I love how you remembered Paul Dano and forgot John Cusack.
Okay, no, so listen. So that's because Love and Mercy is one of like my favorite movies in the world, but specifically the Beach Boys parts are like my favorite movie in the world. So I like imprinted on Paul Dano in that movie. And the John Cusack parts, I mean, they're good, but I didn't imprint on John Cusack, you know? I imprinted on Paul Dano. And so, that's definitely how I remember one person, and I just can never remember the other. But I feel like Linus Roach and Harry Styles are closer than Paul Dano and John Cusack. So we're on the right path. Any other thoughts on that, Key?
Not really. I'm just excited. I don't know very much about David Dawson, so that's kind of exciting in and of itself, to kind of see how the three of them, Emma, Harry, and him are going to work together. And yeah, I know people might be familiar with him through his work in The Last Kingdom, I believe it is. And I think he's been in Peaky Blinders maybe as well. And a couple other things here and there, The Hollow Crown. So maybe as time goes on, if I have some time, I will look back and give you some, like, because I don't, you know, I have no reference for his performances, really. I'm just generally aware of him in the ether. So maybe at some point I'll catch up on some of the things that he's been in. But overall, just kind of excited for filming to start because it's starting relatively soon. It's an exciting time.
I saw a fan cam of him from the show Luther.
Wow, there's already a fan cam?
There's a David Dawson fan cam.
Love that.
Of him from the show Luther. So I guess some people must have liked him on that show. He and I were talking about how funny it is that there's starting to be like fan cams for fictional characters. Like,
oh yeah. So maybe this is just me. I've never been on like Twitter fandom for other things other than Harry. This is like the one like quote unquote fandom like Twitter account I've ever had. So my frame of reference for Stan Twitter has always been celebrities. Whenever I see people going like, oh, hey, bestie, and like all the like the tongue in cheek kind of like Stan Twittery type things, that's very associated to me with Stan Twitter and with celebrity culture. And so when I see that stuff for fictional characters, it never fails to crack me up when people are like, oh, Tony Stark, Stan Wanda Maximoff instead. And it's like a Wanda Maximoff fan cam. Like, it's just so funny to me. So that's not really super relevant, but you know, it is amusing to me personally.
Oh, it's extremely amusing to me also. Okay, so now I think before we move on to our main segment, Key is going to lead us through what the Grammys will look like because there was this great article in Rolling Stone about them.
Yeah, so Ben Winston, who's producing the Grammys and who I'm sure many listeners will be familiar with as a friend of Harry's, and as the director of several of One Direction's music videos. Thank you, Ben Winston, for your contributions to the Harryverse. I just got this vision of like Into the Spider-Verse, but it's Harry Styles, and I just would like someone to greenlight that project. But anyway,
so Into the Harryverse, so it'd be, I mean, people sort him into his eras anyway. Like, so like, would Into the Harryverse collect like Prince Hair Harry and Long Hair Harry and like Short Hair Harry
and like, yes, and then for flavor there's also like the Nerdy Harry from the Best Song Ever music video.
Marcel, yeah,
yes, Marcel is there. Yeah, I can see it in my mind so clearly. But yes, so what viewers can expect from this upcoming Sunday, according to Ben Winston and this Rolling Stone article, is, quote, a multi-stage, audience-free show that highlights the year's creative triumphs, social justice movements, as well as COVID-19's impact on the arts. Winston hints at several, quote, unbelievably powerful performances on the slate, adding that the Grammys absolutely are acknowledging what's happened in the country in the last year. So I thought that was kind of an important quote to pull out because I think it gives me a good sense of like what they're trying to achieve with the show on Sunday night. And yeah, and then kind of going into that, Ben also highlighted that they're going to try and focus on and, you know, bring to light some independent venues as a launch pad for emerging musicians. So the Grammys are going to feature some guest spots from owners and workers at iconic American concert venues. Employees will come on camera to tell us a little bit more about their venue and then present some of the awards. So that's something that we can look forward to seeing on Sunday. Any thoughts on that?
I just think it sounds cool. I'm very curious about, you know, how all this is going to work. You know, they have like a very big vision, which is interesting considering that my vision for this year was expecting it to be kind of like small, you know, like it's just, it's just kind of like all the award shows are doing things very differently. And you never know, like, you know, the Golden Globes had like, you know, Zoom meeting energy. So I wasn't sure if that was what was going to be this, but it seems like they have something very different in mind.
Yeah, I'm really curious too. That's a good point, because I know, like, for example, Steven Soderbergh is producing the Oscars, which I think I'm really excited for, and to see what that is going to, how that's going to turn out. Yeah, the Golden Globes had Zoom energy. The Emmys, I think, did something pretty interesting and successful. So yeah, I'm curious to see, and especially because this is so dependent on performances. There's like a million of them. And so that is going to be a lot different than some of the award shows we've seen this year so far. And I haven't seen, at least, I didn't attentively watch the Golden Globes because I don't have cable, but I checked in. And I'm not aware of any other award shows doing this thing of highlighting some venues and kind of like the impact of COVID in this specific way. So I think that that's a cool idea. We'll have to kind of see how it works as part of a live show, but I'm interested to see that.
Yeah. It's fun that they're ambitious. I do like that. Yeah. So do you want to talk about the more nitty gritty parts of production?
Yeah. So Ben mentioned that a team of COVID safety officers oversaw the production setup, which was good to hear. Artists are going to enter the stage from different directions to minimize contact. And then each artist has their own backstage area. And yeah, so you said the show is going to involve 5 stages of the same size and shape, 4 of which are for performances and 1 of which is for presenters. The stages are organized in a circle facing one another, and the crew members are going to work from the middle of the set. So people are going to perform while the other 3 or 4 artists on their stages watch, applaud, and enjoy. And then as soon as that one finishes, the next one goes, etc. And so I found this to be very intriguing, and I'm really curious to see how it's going to work. It seems like there's going to be a lot of moving parts, but I mean, there's a lot of moving parts in a normal award show too. So you know, there's opportunities definitely for technical snafus, but there would be too if it was a Zoom type event. So I'm curious to see how it turns out.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely fascinating. I don't think any of the other award shows have done something like this. So I'm very intrigued. Yeah, I think the big question is, like, we're still wondering, because they said that there's going to be pre-recorded performances too, right? I am still wondering if Harry's going to attend.
Yeah, so we had this quote here. Performances will be a mix of live and pre-recorded. A fully live show would involve too many crew members moving sets and risking close contact, but the whole thing is intended to feel completely live. Winston challenges viewers to try and guess which sets are pre-recorded. He designed them to be difficult to tell. So that's interesting, because does that mean that, say, some of the sets are pre-recorded, but then those people will still be attending, like that they will be at the red carpet, so you won't be able to tell? It's unclear. And we're going to get into this a little bit later. I almost prefer pre-recorded, just because I get anxious, and I, like, with things like SNL, I get very, like, anxious, hand covering my eyes with live stuff. So I would almost prefer pre-recorded if that still meant that we'd get, you know, possibly multiple looks, possibly red carpet. But if pre-recorded performance means none of that, obviously I would prefer live. But yeah, interested to see.
Yeah, I'm interested to see too. Okay, so now I think it's time to move into our main segment. So do you want to tell the audience a little bit more about how we're going to structure this main segment and what we're going to chat about?
Yeah, so basically we're just going to do some Grammys predictions. We're going to start by kind of talking about what our ideal Grammy scenario would be or would have been. And then kind of talking about, like, what we want out of this award show, what's going to make us the most satisfied coming away from it this Sunday night. And then, yeah, some more specific predictions of the different categories that Harry is nominated for specifically. We're not, there's like so many Grammys categories, and, you know, we want this to be kind of like a lower key, shorter episode. So we're not going to do predictions for all the Grammys categories, but, yeah, we'll get into some predictions for the categories that Harry is nominated for. Then we're going to get into some other predictions and questions about, like, what he might wear, what his performance might be like, things like that. And yeah, then we're going to get into some listener predictions that you've all sent in to us. So thank you so much for doing that. And we'll get to those later in the show.
So for those wondering, unfortunately, we will not be giving an extended opinion on Taylor Swift being nominated for her song written for the Cat soundtrack, Beautiful Ghosts, which was nominated for a Grammy Award.
That's wild. I've never heard it.
Yeah, you don't need to. It's fine.
All right. Yeah. So kind of starting out, what do you think would have been your ideal Grammy scenario? So that could be like, you know, COVID never happened. What's your ideal performance scenario? It could be like, what's your ideal nominations that Harry would have received or you think he deserved? Like, what's your ideal Grammy scenario that you don't think we're going to get or that we haven't gotten?
Okay, picture a world without COVID-19. Harry and I are married. I am his plus one to the Grammy Awards. And he is nominated in every category.
Wow. Dream big, as they say.
Okay. So ideal in this day and age is quite a loaded question. But I think that this year, within the context of this year, I do wish that he had been nominated for Album of the Year and Record of the Year. I do think that he was definitely snubbed in those categories. And I think that you and I are in kind of similar agreement that, like, it would have been ideal for him to get nominated in those plus Best Pop Album, but then only win Best Pop Album.
Yeah, Best Pop Vocal Album. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, my ideal scenario in terms of nominations would have been a nomination for Best Album or for Album of the Year, a nomination for Record of the Year, and a win in Best Pop Vocal Album or Pop Vocal Performance. I think, you know, when we talk about progression, like, I think, you know, Fine Line was extremely successful. It's one of the top albums of the last year in terms of popular success. It was critically successful. And I think, yeah, it stands out as something that, you know, was extremely successful and popular during the past year, during the pandemic. So I would have really liked to see it nominated for Album of the Year and recognized in that way. I also thought it was kind of gratifying, though, that it was generally considered a snub. So that was kind of nice to see that, like, critically, people seemed to kind of notice that. Obviously, The Weeknd was the other, like, huge snub that people came away from these nominations saying, like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah,
but yeah, so it was nice to kind of see the acknowledgement that was a snub. But yeah, in my ideal scenario, he would have gotten the nomination for Album of the Year, would have got a nomination for Record of the Year. And I don't think in my ideal scenario, again, it would have been great if he won, I guess. But I kind of think of it as like, it's almost better.
It's better.
Listeners, don't comfort me.
No. It's better right now. Like the ideal situation would be nominating him so he would get in the mindset. It's the 30-year plan. Like, the 30-year plan for somebody like Harry does not really involve winning Album of the Year right now. It involves winning Album of the Year for Harry Styles 3.
Yes, or 4. In my ideal scenario, it happens for HS4. If you want to hear my in-depth predictions for Harry's 10-year plan, check out our Tribune with Kindness episode. But yeah, I think, like, in my head, there's like a natural progression of these things. And I think it would have been really nice to see the industry kind of acknowledge Harry in the general categories. And it's a shame that didn't happen. I do still think, you know, we can see this progression from the fact that he was even nominated for Grammys at all this year, which he wasn't for HS1. And so that's nice to see. But yeah, I think that, yeah, I would have really liked to see him nominated in the general categories. It's just a shame that didn't happen. But I'm thrilled that he did get 3 nominations. It's a huge deal.
Yeah, it is. Ideal to, because this is different than my predictions. So my ideal would be that he would win Best Pop Vocal and Best Pop Solo for this year. But I don't think it's gonna happen.
Yeah, we'll get into that with predictions. But,
yeah, but that, yeah, that would be my ideal would be he would win those 2 in this timeline.
Yeah, I think my ideal then would be that he would win Best Pop Vocal Album. And I look forward to seeing more nominations for him in the future, which I have absolutely no doubt we will see down the line. So.
Yes.
So yeah, so then in terms of like what would you want out of the awards show, or like what would make you satisfied on Sunday night? The award show's over, like you're feeling like, wow, that was really good. Like, that's what I wanted to see. Like, what, and specifically, you know, gearing it towards Harry himself.
Okay, so picture Harry enters the red carpet in a floor length ball gown and Harris Reed platform boots. And
a vision.
Harry performs and he's wonderful. He performs with the Free Nationals, because that was hinted. We'll talk about that in a second. And then I'm just happy that he's nominated. I would love for him to win. Like I said, I would love for him to win any of these categories. I don't know if I think that's going to happen, but to make me satisfied, him winning at least one of these. How about you, Key?
Yeah, so I think basically what's going to make me satisfied on Sunday night is him knocking it out of the park with a performance that's mm-hmm. really good. And everybody coming away being like, wow, that was a really good performance. He nailed that. And he looks great. That's really what would satisfy me coming out of the awards show on Sunday night. Again, yeah, I'd love to see him win one of these awards, but that's not necessary. I don't think for me to feel satisfied with the event. I'm not going to feel crushed or disappointed if that isn't what happens. I just really would love for him to have a great performance, have a great red carpet look. Yeah, that's basically what's going to make me satisfied coming out of this event.
Now, since you asked this question, I feel like I've been holding this in. I'm going to try to speak this into existence. Harry will drop a new song on Sunday and he will premiere at the Grammy Awards.
Wow, that's a big wow. I mean, I would love that. Uh-huh. I'd be obsessed with that. Harry, please do that. But I think he's going to perform Watermelon Sugar.
I'm speaking it into existence. I mean, listen, I'm not an anti-Watermelon Sugar person. I don't know the people who have been slandering it. I am against. I'm phobic of that.
Yeah, but it's, yeah, yes. I agree. I love Watermelon Sugar too, but it's not for us. It's like when we talk about, you know, Harry repeating certain anecdotes in profiles and us as, yes. as, you know, fans like with a podcast about him, like we read them all. So to us, it's like a little repetitive, but then for like the general public, it's not. It's the same with this, right? Like to us, him performing Watermelon Sugar is a little bit less exciting because we've seen him do it a lot, but you know, obviously it's going to be great either way. And I'm excited to see it. Regardless of what it is.
It would be really fun for him to sing Treble with Kindness since that was technically the last thing that he dropped, but who knows? I don't know. I don't know if I think he's going to sing Watermelon Sugar because he has done it many times and I know that that's like his thing and it's what he's nominated for.
I'd love to hear Adore You.
Yeah. Oh my God. I would love to hear Adore You. We'll see. Okay. So now I think it would be good to talk about the predictions. So Harry was nominated in three categories, as we've been alluding to. He is nominated in Best Pop Solo Performance, Best Pop Vocal Album, and Best Music Video. So let's just run down the list. Key, what are your thoughts on the Best Pop Solo Performance category?
Yeah, so his fellow nominees are Yummy by Justin Bieber, Say So by Doja Cat, Everything I Wanted by Billie Eilish, Don't Start Now by Dua Lipa, Watermelon Sugar, Harry Styles, and Cardigan by Taylor Swift. So that's that category.
Justin Bieber needs to be stopped. I can't handle this.
I don't understand that. He's the clear outlier in this category. Like,
what's he doing here?
I don't get it. So remove him from the pack here. Other than that, I've heard all these songs, and I didn't, this is the other thing, right? So for best music video, I made sure to watch all the videos to prep for this episode. For the songs and the albums, I'd heard all these already, which is kind of cool. And it says something about these songs and these albums that, you know, just as not like a devoted fan of these other artists, but as somebody who's like aware of music and, you know, listens to things when they come across my, you know, social media accounts or listens to the radio or whatever. I'd heard all these songs already. Actually, Yummy, I had only heard because I looked it up specifically because I was curious about it and that turned into a whole thing. But the rest of them I'd all heard independently and I like all these songs. There's not a song on here that I don't like. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think Harry's, I apologize to our listeners. I hope you can think that we're being downers here, but this is just like our honest thoughts. I don't think Harry's going to win this category. I would love to see that, but I don't think he's going to win. I think probably Don't Start Now by Dua Lipa emerges for me as what might win this category.
Yeah, I think that Dua is probably going to win, but Watermelon Sugar is definitely my favorite song in this category. Not even just because it's Harry. I just think it's the best one.
I think Cardigan is a little bit of a strange nomination here. Maybe this speaks to the time in which the nominations came out because Cardigan, I know, was the lead single off of Folklore. Folklore is like such a body of work that it's hard to kind of individual tracks off of that album don't necessarily emerge for me as much as it exists as one body of work. But Cardigan is definitely not the song that emerges off of it for me. But it's the lead single, so I guess it makes sense that that's why it's on here.
there's like such a conversation about categorization here, right? Which I guess we could diverge because I'm actually, this is something that really intrigued me about the awards. Do you mind if I go off in a little like tangent about categorization of these songs?
Go ahead.
So I was talking with a friend today, just about these categories. And she was talking about how for HS1, Harry submitted it as best rock album. And that was part of the reason they stepped in. They didn't want to nominate it as, you know, a rock album. They kind of put him into being a pop artist. And so I just find like looking at this pop solo and pop album to be really fascinating because Folklore is a folk album.
Yeah, and Cardigan isn't like, you don't listen to that song and you're like, wow, what a pop song.
And I think it's often like a lot of Fine Line is a rock album. Like it is, it's pop and rock, but like
it toes that line.
Yeah, it toes the line very, very much. And so I find this categorization very interesting. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I find it interesting because I think more than the actual music that's in this category, it says about like what kind of people the Recording Academy think should be in this category. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think to a certain extent, it does interest me, but I think also to a certain extent, like genre distinctions are blurry anyways.
Yeah.
So I think it kind of makes sense to allow people to kind of submit them as they choose.
Yeah.
and categorize themselves because I think there is like what is pop and that it changes so much over time. Mm-hmm. What falls under that umbrella. So I'm certainly not an expert in the differences in those genre distinctions. And so, yeah, but it's an interesting thing to observe for sure.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just very interesting to see because like in other years, putting Taylor Swift and Gaga in like best pop vocal album category would make total sense. Like if this was like 1989.
Oh yeah, total pop.
But like Folklore, it's very funny to me to see that competing against Chromatica.
Yeah, they're very divergent in that way. For
it's,
sure.
It's just very funny to me. I'm not shading Taylor Swift or anything. Actually, I like Folklore. It's just very funny that Folklore and Chromatica are in competition right now in the same category.
Very different albums.
Yeah. So talk about best pop vocal album. What do you think is going to win there?
Yeah, so the other nominees in this category are Changes by Justin Bieber, Chromatica by Lady Gaga, Future Nostalgia by Dua Lipa, Fine Line by Harry Styles, and Folklore by Taylor Swift. So again, with the exception of Changes by Justin Bieber, I've listened to all these albums. I might not have listened to all of Chromatica front to back, but I've heard most of it, and I've heard all of the other albums. And I like all of them. So that's always good. I mean, I get like, I threw one out, so there's like a... I can't quite say that I like all the albums because I already threw them out. But of most of these I like, I again apologize for being a downer to our listeners, but I don't think that Harry is going to win this category. But I guess if he was going to win one of these awards, maybe this is the one that I would pick. This is the one I would want him to win the most. Because again, Fine Line, to me, like I said about Folklore, kind of emerges for me as a body of work. And it's such a strong album together that this is the one that I would prefer he win for. I think probably Folklore is gonna win this, maybe with Future Nostalgia edging it out in number two, but I'd love to see Harry win this.
I would love to see Harry win it too. I feel like, I don't know, I have loved Lady Gaga ever since I was young, and I Chromatica on re-listen just improves each time for me. So the fact that Harry Styles and Lady Gaga are nominated in the same category, first off, just makes my gay little heart sing, oh my god, I love it so much.
Yeah, that is great.
And second, the fact that they're competing and it's pretty known among people who speculate that neither of them is going to win is making me so mad.
Yeah, I feel
how I'm sad. And it's no like I have listened to all of it too, except for Bieber, and
who had the audacity to complain about his record being considered pop. That's like I don't want to go into a whole thing there, but that's just something that happened that is very...
Do you have any... Do you think that, like, there are any, like, closeted believers who listen to our podcast who are going to be,
I don't know. I don't have, like, any... Like, I don't care enough to, like, upset our listeners with my Justin Bieber opinions, truly, but I just, that was very in poor taste to me.
Yeah, it was in poor taste, for sure.
That several people got snubbed, particularly that The Weeknd got snubbed, and then Justin Bieber came out and was like, the nominations I received, like, weren't in the right genre category. It was just very in poor taste to me, but, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just,
The whole thing.
But, yeah, I mean, yeah, in my ideal world in my head, it would be a fierce competition between Lady Gaga and Harry Styles at this. At the very least, it would be a fierce competition between Harry Styles and Taylor Swift. We are in the worst timeline where he is in at least third, if not fourth place here. So I would love an upset for him. Frankly, I would love an upset for Gaga, too. I think that, you know, either of them winning would be amazing. But... this is not the We Blame Lady Gaga podcast, so we'll have to move on.
To Best Music Video. So the nominations are Brown Skin Girl by Beyonce, Life is Good by Future featuring Drake, Lockdown by Anderson .Paak, Adore You by Harry Styles, and Goliath by Woodkid. So what are your thoughts on this category?
So if Beyonce doesn't win, it will be a crime. I'm sorry. Harry, you're up against Beyonce. And like the fact that you're up against Beyonce is amazing. Good job.
Oh,
like,
it's an honor. Yeah, this category I think is really interesting because there's a lot of different political themes running through certain other music videos. And so I think that Harry's is definitely like... Look, I don't think Harry's going to win this category either. I don't particularly want him to win.
Right. Yeah, Harry, don't win this.
I love Adore You. I love the Adore You music video. But I think Brown Skin Girl by Beyonce should win. But I would encourage our listeners, if you haven't, to watch all the other music videos in this category. Mm-hmm. I liked pretty much all of them. I thought they were all interesting. Goliath by Woodkid I thought was cool. But yeah, Brown Skin Girl is a really great music video, and
it's
definitely
so
watch
gorgeous.
It if you haven't watched it. It's really beautiful. So, and Beyonce also like has the name recognition in this category, and I think this is kind of a lock, but we'll have to see. But
I actually felt like I hadn't seen it before we started doing our compilation for this episode, because I just hadn't. And when I saw that Harry was up against Beyonce, I was like, oh, I don't know if Harry should win. And then I watched it and I was like, Harry definitely should not win.
And again, like, look, it's very hard to, for me particularly, to be objective because, like, obviously I have, like, an emotional attachment to Harry Styles as an artist. We have a podcast about him, right? And I love Adore You, and I think that's such a good music video. And Dave Myers, like, did such a good job on that music video. But yeah, I think Beyonce should win in this category, and she will probably win in this category. And so that is what emerges for me.
But it's an honor. It's an honor to be nominated. All right.
It is such an honor.
Now that we've established that Harry is not going to win anything.
I'm sorry, you guys. I didn't really think this through because we're doing like a whole episode on Grammy predictions. So I hope this isn't like a massive downer, but I think it's all, sometimes it's nice to go into things with low expectations and then be surprised. But like I said, like my satisfaction with this awards show is definitely not contingent on him winning any of these awards. This is the first time he's ever been nominated for any Grammys. Like, it's very cool to be nominated in these categories with these huge artists.
Absolutely. And it's not really like the Oscars where, like, if you're an actor and, like, you don't win, like, you don't do anything. Like, Harry's still going and he's still going to perform a song and he's going to wear awesome clothes. And
that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be great. So I don't really like, I'm a little bummed that he's not going to win, but I feel pretty confident that he will win some other time. And if there is an upset in pop vocal album for Harry Styles.
Oh, we're going to be so lit.
Or Lady Gaga. I will be so happy.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
But, you know, looking at these categories, I must ask before we move on to our other predictions, is there any point in pitting beautiful women against each other?
I think we've said all we need to say. I think it'd be amazing to see an upset in these categories. But I think, you know, with the word on the street and with... what people are saying and what the predictions are and what the general categories are. I think, you know, it seems a narrative seems to emerge around these categories, but would love to be surprised and yes. Look forward to the show regardless.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so now we're going to move on to non-award predictions. So first, Key, if Harry attends and is sitting with people, who do you think will be at his table? First off, who do you think he'll be sat with? And second off, what would be your ideal table?
Is it like tables? Aren't they like... I'm on the setup. I'm not exactly. I know I read a whole thing on it. I'm not like entirely clear in the setup. I don't think they're going to be sitting around a table, but I could be wrong. But regardless.
Okay. Just in your brain, just picture them at the same table anyway, like a Brits style table. They're all there. And whatever's in our imagination will be probably more fun than reality. But for now, let's just, who's Harry hanging out with at there? Who would you like him to hang out with? Who do you think he's going to hang out with?
I really have absolutely no insight in who he's going to hang out with, so I don't really know what I can contribute on that front. But I would love Harry to interact at this show with Megan Thee Stallion. I'd love to see him have on-screen moments with Bad Bunny. This might be an unpopular opinion among our listeners. I'd love to see him have some on-screen interaction with Taylor Swift. I like Taylor Swift. She's an artist that I like. So that emerges from that for me. So those kind of three people emerge for me from this list. But yeah, I'm excited regardless.
Yeah. I also would love to see Harry interact with Megan Thee Stallion. He has been liking enough of her photographs on Instagram. I would like to see him interact with Bad Bunny as well. And I, too, would be here for some Haylor interaction. It's been a while. Yeah, who else from the list would I like him to hang out with?
Haim, maybe?
Haim, yeah, that would be cool.
I think they're friends, so
yeah, I do that'd be think fun they are friends. Yeah. Yeah, that's all I have to say about that, I think. What do we think that Harry will wear? Now, we discussed this a little bit last week. Do you still feel similarly different?
Yeah, I'm feeling good about a Stephen Stokey Daily custom look. Mm-hmm. Maybe too. For the performance look. I am feeling good about a Harris Reid makeup mm-hmm. look, potentially. Potentially a Harris Reid collection look, but that's kind of what emerges for me. I'd love to see mm-hmm. a dress moment. I'd love to see some... Like, one of Harris's designs in his collection is kind of like, it's not a dress, it's like a suit and a dress at the same time. It's like hard mm-hmm, to describe. Mm-hmm, love mm-hmm. to see something like that. But I'm so looking forward, like, if he does perform in a Stephen Stokey Daily look, I'm just super excited to see what that would be. I'd love to be surprised. So Harris's collection we've already seen, so I'd love something new that's custom.
Yeah, absolutely. I am wondering if, like, there'll be any Gucci. I think that if he doesn't do a Harris Reid custom, the red carpet probably will be Gucci. But it could be some other third thing. I am curious about his Stephen Stokey Daily stage wear, because Stokey Daily is such like a newer designer that like it's really a mystery of like what his upcoming stuff will look like.
Me. It's hard to know what to expect. Yeah. So it's like an exciting mm-hmm. unknown quantity, which is what makes me want it. But yeah, happy either way. Excited to see how it's going to go. Obviously, mm-hmm. one of the best things about being Harry Styles fan is that we know that he's not going to be rolling up to this event wearing a black suit with a black tie. So it's always mm-hmm. fun to anticipate the ways in which he might surprise us. And if he does show up to the Grammys in a black suit and a black tie, you can point out this audio back to me and say, you're a fool. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think we're pretty safe at this point.
No, we're not manifesting that. It's fine. The things that I manifest into reality seem to become real. and I haven't manifested that. So performance-wise, it seems like perhaps Harry may perform with the Free Nationals again.
They're definitely at least the singers from the Free Nationals.
They're teasing it hard.
Yeah, so two of the singers from the Free Nationals, India Sean and Lay, I assume that this person's name is Lay because it's their display name on Twitter. The two singers from the Free Nationals posted little teases, little emojis in response to somebody saying, please do backing vocals for Harry's Grammy's performance. So I think it's pretty much a lock that they'll be doing backing vocals for Harry, which is great because we loved so much their work with him when he performed the Jingle Bell Ball.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, in terms of other performance stuff, like we kind of touched on before, my prediction would be that he's going to perform Watermelon Sugar. That is what was in the ad. Like Gray said before, I'd be thrilled if he did a new song, but I don't know if it's the time. I don't know if it's the time to debut something. So yeah, Watermelon Sugar is my prediction. I would love to hear Adore You, but I'm happy either way. I think they'll knock it out of the park regardless. So yeah.
Yeah. I would love to manifest Adore You, but it might be Watermelon Sugar. I don't know. Maybe Harry will add choreography to Watermelon Sugar.
That'd be an interesting twist.
It would be very interesting. Okay, so I think that wraps up some of what we had to say. We also had some listeners submit predictions. A number of you guys submitted similar predictions. So if I like consolidate predictions, or I don't read off the whole message that you know you sent, I'm sorry, but we're just, you know, just trying to get through life. So several people seem to believe that Dua Lipa would sweep the awards.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Where's that coming from? I feel very strongly about Taylor Swift and folklore going into this awards show. So I'm not sure about that.
I don't know. I guess I don't know enough about Dua Lipa, but they seem very confident. So maybe they know something that I don't. If you know something that I don't, tell me.
Yeah, some insider Grammy voters here. No, I feel, you know, that's a valid opinion, but I feel pretty strongly about Taylor Swift's chances in the general categories, but who knows? I mean, they're both nominated for a ton of stuff, so it wouldn't be a shock to me if she got a lot of the awards, but a sweep to me is too strong of a word. I think folklore is too strong for that possibility.
Yeah, I do too. I don't think that I think that definitely folklore will win some things. This person had take that I'm not sure I agree with on his outfit. They said, I'd like for Harry to wear a cool dress to the Grammys, but he'll probably wear a colorful blouse and some black high-waisted pants, if I'm being honest. I would like to submit two outfits. There's an option for at least two outfits, so he could wear both.
Yeah, I mean, either of those I'd be down for. I trust Harry Lambert so much. Like, the amount of trust that I've placed in Harry Lambert.
It's too much.
Like, I just don't think that he can go wrong. So it's just not something that I'm worried about at all. It's like, again, I get very anxious over, like, live performances. So I am actually, like, worried about the performance itself, because even though that doesn't make logical sense and that he's great at all of his live performances, and to my knowledge, like, all of his televised performances are great, like, still in my head I'm like, oh no, like, it's a live performance, and I get a little worried. But that feeling is not in my head at all when it comes to the outfit. I'm like, that's just something I'm like solely 100% excited about, and I know that they'll nail it.
Now, here is possibly the babiest prediction. My prediction is his hand will shake like it usually does when he's nervous, and I'll cry.
Aww.
Well, I know.
Me too, person who submitted that. Me too.
I bet his hand will, and he'll adjust his headset in his ear.
Wow, what a specific prediction.
Well, he does it. That's one of his performing tics. My favorite is when he went to BBC One and he had the big over-the-ear headphones, and he's used to fiddling with, like, the little ones inside of his ear, but he doesn't have that, so he just keeps shifting it off of his ear and back on because he remembers, oh, I can't hear if this is off. He's so cute. I hate it. So he'll do one of those two.
I can see it. I can see that happening.
I can see it very clearly. Here's a fun prediction. Mitch as Harry's plus one.
I wouldn't have Mitch at the top of my list of who is most likely to be Harry's plus one, but I would love to see it. I don't anticipate him having a plus one. That's my prediction, but you're valid, Anon, whoever sent this in, and I'd love to see that.
This person also wanted a medley of performances, like Watermelon Joy and maybe True People's Kindness, which is, like, very ambitious.
Yeah, I just don't know if they'd like let him do this. I don't know if I've watched the Grammys enough times. I have watched the Grammys in the past. I don't watch it every year, so I don't know like how often this happens, but it's not something that I anticipate, but it would mm-hmm. certainly be a fun little surprise.
Yeah. And then the final one here, I think Harry is favorite for music video.
We already covered this, but that Beyonce nomination is just a tough nut to crack. Like, when you're nominated against Beyonce, and the Grammys historically have not given Beyonce, like, the respect and recognition that she deserves, so...
So they had better.
Yeah, so like, it's not like... I'm not saying this to mean that, like, Beyonce always wins every award, therefore she's going to win this award, because historically that hasn't been the case, but I just think that that's unlikely. But I, again, Adore You is a great music video, and mm-hmm. no disrespect to Dave Myers, who's also nominated for a different music video as well. But, I this is not my prediction going into the Grammys, but who knows? Mm-hmm. We shall have to see.
So,
thank you all for sending in these predictions.
Yeah, thank you so much for sending them in. We appreciate listener feedback. It's just nice to hear from you guys. So, now we're going to move into a little game of Would You Press the Button, which is a game where you get your wish with a twist. Now, on previous episodes, we played this game, so you may already be familiar. But if you're not, just an example. So, Key, would you press the button if you could get your favorite food delivered to your house whenever you wanted for the rest of your life, but it could only be that food? Would you press the button?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I mean, because it's not like I only have to eat that one food for the rest of my life and nothing else, right? I just can get that delivered.
You can only eat that food the rest of your life.
Then no, I would not.
No, okay.
That'd be a lot of Qdoba nachos.
Oh, Qdoba nachos are good. So basically what happened was we were thinking about, you know, just a little extension of this episode, and we had some questions that were from listeners that were they were sent in when we were already recording the last Would You Press the Button episode. So I opened up our Tumblr account and there were like three there. And I was like, oh my gosh, we have to save these. And then I wanted to use them. So I'm so excited to be able to unearth them because they're really fun. And whoever sent these in, thank you. Your contributions did not go unnoticed. We've been literally saving these to use them. Key has also made up some for me to answer.
Yeah, mine are Grammy related.
Yes. Okay. So he is unaware of these ones. These are not Grammy related. Okay. So the first one. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Harry plays Elizabeth Bennet in a gay adaptation of Pride and Prejudice, but Darcy is played by Owen Wilson. Would you press the button?
Wow. Wow. That's a lot of information to take in at once. I think I would. I think I like Owen Wilson. I like Owen Wilson. Owen Wilson has hidden depths. He helped write some of Wes Anderson's movies, you know, Owen Wilson. So I'd kind of be down.
Yeah, I just saw him in The Royal Tenenbaums. He was great.
You just watched The Royal Tenenbaums?
Yeah.
I just listened to a podcast about The Royal Tenenbaums.
I didn't just watch it. I watched it like last weekend. I think that I told you, but I also might have been
I don't think you drunk. Did because I just listened to it. Like around that same time, around a week ago, I listened to a podcast about The Royal Tenenbaums. So listeners, I would recommend The Royal Tenenbaums.
I might have been too drunk to text you about it.
That's so funny.
Really good. It's a great movie. But yeah, so I on track, yes. I like Owen Wilson, too. I would definitely press the button for this one. I think that he might be actually really good Darcy.
Yeah, I don't know if Darcy is who I would think of to cast Owen Wilson as. But in the framing of this question, I think, yes, right. I would press the button.
Interesting. Okay. So now, let's alternate. What do you have for me, Key?
All right. So would you press the button if Harry wears a Harris Reid makeup look to the Grammys red carpet, but the red carpet look is only so-so?
Is the makeup look like really good though?
Yes.
Well, okay, sure.
Interesting.
I don't know. I seem to have a power for manifesting things into existence, and this is too
no,
close.
No, don't manifest
this. No, I'm not manifesting this. No, I would not press the button. I want both the look and the makeup look to be good. So no, I don't press the button. Do you hear? Do you hear that, God? I don't press it.
Yeah, no. I agree. I don't want to manifest that, so I'm not going to press that.
Mm-hmm. We are not in the business of manifesting evil on the podcast.
Oh, no. My next one might be rough then, but we'll get there when we get there.
Okay. So we get Harry Styles 3 in March, but he never performs a Fine Line song that isn't Adore You, Golden, or Watermelon Sugar again. You can tell that this was sent in January.
Yeah. Wow. That's rough. In March, but he never performs. See, he never performs them again is like rough. Mm-hmm. I would say no, I wouldn't. No. Because I think that we're going to get his next album, not imminently, but like not so far away that I'm willing to wait, and I don't feel the need to press this at this time. But that's a hard one because it's no guarantee that he will perform those again anyway. So it's like we might end up waiting, and then this scenario ends up bearing out anyway. But what about you?
I don't think that I can handle the album dropping in March anyway. So no, I don't press that button. Okay, Key, what do you have for me?
All right. Well, the manifesting adds a whole new element to this. So I pray that this does not occur. But would you press the button if Harry flubs a line in his performance but wins an award?
No, because if he flubs, I'll never hear the fucking end of it. No, no.
Social media is a hellscape.
If he loses, but he does an amazing performance, then people can complain about how he was snubbed for the rest of all time.
That's a much better point to be positioned from, yeah.
Right. But if he wins and he sucked, like even if it was a little bit, then people can yell about how he was undeserving for the rest of all time.
Yeah, you're right. As much as I would like to see him win an award, I think that that's the objectively correct answer.
Mm-hmm. I'm wise. I'm smart. Okay. Wrapping up our little game. This one, the imagination of some people. Okay. So would you press the button if Harry performs medicine at an event that's being professionally recorded, but he has to perform it with One Direction in their 2012 outfits.
Wait, so are the rest of One Direction in their 2012 outfits, or is he also in one of his?
They're accompanying him, and they're all in there. He's singing it. Singing Medicine with One Direction, and they're all dressed like it's 2012.
Oh, God. I would do it.
Professionally recorded. Yeah.
I would press it. Okay. The problem is that there'd be career implications with this that I don't like. Like the general public and like critics, this is a real step backwards. So I don't, thinking about this intelligently from a career perspective, I don't want this for him, and I would not press the button. But at the same time, I wouldn't mind if it was medicine and then like Zayn came in on it. Like, that'd be great. Like,
I want Liam to sing medicine. Oh my God. What if Liam sang a cover of medicine?
I wouldn't put it past him. On one of his live streams, I can totally see him doing a cover of it.
Oh my God. What if he tried to make a straight cover of medicine?
Well, you've just manifested it. So congratulations.
No. Oh my, what would the line be? It would be, he would just change it to the girls and the girls are in. I miss Ren.
Oh my God. That's terrible.
Or like, what if he like made, he tried to make it like seem good. Like he was like, both of my girls are in. I mess around with them. So he's like,
don't manifest he's like, that. I don't want it. It would be funny though. I would laugh.
It would be funny. I don't know if I could envision him singing that passionately about that subject matter, but we'll see. He could surprise me.
Thank you, listener, for submitting that.
Yes, thank you. That's to me, that's personally very funny, and you see why we had to save this. Like, I saw it and I was like, oh my gosh. And so yes, very much. And so now I think that we can move into our second to last segment, a segment we like to call Must Get Rid of Toxic in Community, where we dig up some real gems online and try to figure out, where are people coming from? Why are they saying this? Why is this happening to me? So this happened the day that David Dawson's casting was released, people were having a real discourse field day on Tumblr, and there were many things that many of our listeners would expect, and perhaps some things that they would not expect. And since I want everybody who listens to our podcast to only expect the unexpected, I chose a take that was so surprising that I ended up sharing it with one of my friends who isn't even a Harry. I said, you have to see what somebody posted online. So they start off strong with, I don't have time to have discourse today, but so clearly you have time to have like a little bit of discourse, right? So just thinking about how number one reason why people didn't want Harry to do The Little Mermaid was because it was a Disney production. So maybe perhaps you think that they're going in one direction, but they're not going there. Okay, so, but when he does a movie with Amazon, it's silence.
Gray sent this to me and I just was like, what?
What?
Like, what?
What?
Yeah. Like, was I just not, I don't know if I was on social media, like, I don't know if I was on Harry Twitter when the Little Mermaid stuff happened, but like, if people actually, I'm just in shock that the number one reason that somebody would have a perception that the number one reason that people didn't want Harry to do the Little Mermaid was because it was a Disney movie.
Because like, it was Disney Studios.
I just, like, that has to be a misinterpretation of what people were saying, right? Because the idea that that would be the reason people didn't want him to do it is like so.
It's so
expanding to me.
It's so funny because you would think, like, the first part of the sentence, it doesn't seem like they're talking about Disney Studios. It seems like you wouldn't want to do The Little Mermaid because it was a Disney production. So you would think that, like, logically, like, they would end up talking about, but when he, like, for example, but when he wants to do The Eternals, it's silence. Like, at least that would be a discourse that would, like, I could believe lived in someone's brain. I'm just so agog that this lives in someone's brain.
I find so interesting the different standards that people apply in their own heads to the things that they're a fan of and the people that they're fans of. I think, like, again, obviously we start out the show by saying that we didn't like capitalism. I'm not Disney's biggest fan and I'm not Amazon's biggest fan, but it would be interesting if Harry was the most progressive actor in Hollywood and decided that he had a moral objection to working with the Disney company. That would be a very unexpected and interesting public stance for him to take.
It would be very sexy. I mean, like, listen.
It would be so sexy,
but it's not going to happen.
So outside the realm of what I would even conceive as like a possible stance for anyone, and especially him to take, that it's like so interesting to me that this was a post that exists.
I won't even boycott the Disney company. I can't expect Harry Styles to do it. Like, yeah, so that's that take. So now we're going to move into our outro. So, Key, are you looking forward to non-Harry things? Book, movie, TV recs?
So I know I just said that I don't like capitalism and that I am not the Disney company's biggest fan, but I am a shill and I am self-contradictory and...
And he is Disney Company's biggest fan.
I'm not, but I'm sorry, okay? I just like Marvel, and it's a pandemic, and we all need things in our lives. And so I've been watching some Marvel movies, which will come as a shock to no one.
We've been watching them together.
Yes. And that's been very fun. So we've been revisiting some of my favorites. So we watched Black Panther together. We don't live close to each other. So we text as we watch. And Spider-Man Homecoming and Captain America the Winter Soldier, which is the most recent one we watch, which I think is really good and I would recommend to anybody. This is like, again, every time we do this section of the podcast, it's like me giving the coldest takes, like this thing that everybody knew was good 5 years ago is like something that I'm recommending, but I'm still doing
that. Okay. No, so, I think it's so funny. You have to understand the like fire of Key's passion, because Key's gotten me to watch 3 long movies, and like when's the timeline of this? Like, it's like been like 2
we watched them like every 2 days basically for the past
every 2 days week. That's an impressive thing to get me to do, is to watch a Marvel movie every 2 days. So this is the intensity of Key's passion for Marvel right now. He's going to leave me alone and harried him.
I get really into stuff. And this is kind of like my rationale for even putting this section of the podcast in the podcast is like, I am a very singular person and I get like really deeply into things and then I move on. And some of them last a long time, like Harry Styles, which is why this podcast is sustainable. But some of them, you know, I just get really deep into something and then I drop it and then I pick it up again as time goes on. So this is the listeners, you're just going to handle my ins and outs and my obsessions and my fixations as time goes on. And that has been the story of this week.
It's amazing because he is nocturnal. I often will like wake up to Marvel DMs.
Me at 4 a.m, like, let me talk about the historical implications and the celebrity iconography of Steve Rogers.
And I love it, man. I love waking up to, oh, good morning. I read it right before I take a shower while I'm making my coffee. It's great. I am looking forward to, speaking of Marvel, I'm looking forward to that, like, Falcon and Winter Soldier. Yeah. I think that's going to be really fun. I'm trying to think of, like, outside of the Marvel movies that Key and I have been sharing what I've gotten up to. All I have wanted to do for like weeks has been listen to Mika's performance at, he did, I don't think I've talked about this on the podcast yet, but Mika is this European gay singer who I love so much. And he did a live performance recently at, oh God, this is French. I'm gonna go for it. At L'Opera Royale de Versailles. That was so bad. Doing my best. And he did this. And I saw him talk about it on his Instagram before it was happening. And I was like, oh, I wish I could be there and hear it. And then he like dropped it. He was like, it's coming. And I was like, oh, what? He recorded it? And I'm so obsessed. It's just like, it's kind of like a greatest hits of Mika, but also like, there's like definitely some deep cuts in there. And if you're not familiar with Mika at all, then probably most of these songs would be unfamiliar to you. But yeah, his most recent album, his live recording, it's just so gorgeous. I love to walk around listening to it. And yeah, amazing. I'm obsessed with him. So yeah, that's definitely something that I've been enjoying, that's been bringing me joy. Yeah, anything that I'm looking forward to? Yeah, that little TV show. And I don't know, the springtime, I'm getting a little spring fever. So I think I'm going to take us out of here. Key, do you want to do our little outro?
You can leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and rate our podcast there. We'd so appreciate it. And yeah, you can contact us at weblameharrystyles@gmail.com. On Twitter and Tumblr, we can be found at @HarryStylesPod. You can follow us there or DM us there if you have any suggestions.
Subscribe to us on your preferred podcast host to become notified of our next episode.
And we'll be talking about the Grammys.
We'll be talking about the Grammys. Yes.
Or do all the stuff that we predicted in this episode and seeing if our and your predictions are accurate. So very much looking forward to doing that.
Yes. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Do it now.